We've done a lot of programs this last while. We've actually brought 5.5 million piece money into the county. And these are three projects that we launched yesterday. One was Living in Donegal, which is basically involving 25 families throughout the county who are first generation born, and they're illustrating a variety of backgrounds and what being in Donegal and what born in Donegal, what it means to them. The second one was a Northwest Border Stories, and that was telling tales of the Troubles. It's basically 40 primary school children and their grandparents telling stories of or telling their stories of the Troubles at the time, and that is going to be put into a film and an exhibition. The third one was the commemoration program, which is being run in partnership with the actual museum. Now, the participants of that will be coming. There'll be two schools from each municipal district will be taking part in that. And what they are basically doing is they're ensuring awareness, raising an understanding of all of the sections of the community, and just to enhance the sense of cross-community ownership of the commemoration spaces that are back in the time of the between 1912 and 1924, which had the World War One, it had the Easter Rising, War of Independence, and the actual Civil War. So it was all of them and their commemoration spaces, and for people to appreciate each one of them. So that was three programs that we launched yesterday, and it's all coming from the SEUPB, which is the European Regional Development Fund. We still have a few more programs to launch, but it's all about bringing people together and getting people to appreciate each other's culture.